before we start the Gemara, the Perek begins with the words, Mitzvahs Chalitza. It's clear, it would seem anyways, that from the Lashon HaMishnah Mitzvahs Chalitza, that Chalitza is a mitzvah. That Chalitza is not just a kinyan or a idea that the Torah said one can do to be Mater HaShemeres Yavam L'Shuk in the event that the Yavam chooses not to do Yibam. But there's actually a Kiyum HaMitzvah that is done when Yavam and Yavama choose to do Chalitza. That's the Lashon HaMishnah, Mitzvah Chalitza. In contrast to a get, for example, where you have a married couple and they decide that they don't want to live together, so there's no Mitzvah Saseh Da'iraisa for the husband to give his wife a get. If she wants to get married, then he would have to give her a get. Otherwise, she would be an HS Ish. But get Isha is not a mitzvah saseh per se. From the Lashon HaMishnah, mitzvah chalitza, it would seem that chalitza is not just what you do in the event that you choose not to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and this woman wants to be Muteres L'Shok, but rather there's a mitzvah to proactively go and do chalitza. And the truth is, whether or not chalitza is a mitzvah, is not a mitzvah, is a tremendous discussion in the Achronim, hashtag a lot of raid. The first tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, a tshuva that we've referenced in the past, Simin Aleph, in Shailos Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, he deals with the Shailah. The Shailah specifically that the Chacham Tzvi is discussing is really a halacha in the end of Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza, which is something that we'll discuss later in this perek, where the halacha is that at the time of Chalitza, the Choylets, the Yavam, and the Chalutza, the Yavama, both have to have in mind, they have to have Kavana, B'shas, they're doing Chalitza. So if they do it while they're being mindless, Chalitza doesn't work. Kavana is Ma'akev in Chalitza. Kler T'chacham Tzvi, what's Pshat, you have to have Kavana, B'shas, you do Chalitza? Is the Pshat, because Chalitza is like a Kenyan, it's Mater Zika, it allows this woman, who's a quasi-ish, now to be Mutter L'shuk, and just like every time you're kind of something, you require kinyan. We discussed yesterday, what about a katan? That's a cheres makna. But to make a kinyan, to do any maisak, no, you would require das. So chalitza, for that reason, would require das as well. That's why the halacha is that the chalitza and the chalutza, who are both engaging in a maisa kinyan of sorts, would have to have kavana. Or is the pshat that chalitza is a mitzvah? And the pashtus and halach is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So just like when you take da'al meaning, you have to have kavana, you have to know what you're doing. So to b'shas chalitza, you would have to have kavana as well. In other words, the shayla is chalitza a mitzvah, or is it not a mitzvah? Does the halach of mitzvah tzrichas kavana apply to mitzvah chalitza, or does it not apply to mitzvah chalitza? Shayla is a tshuva chacham tzvi simen alev, k'tzoy simen reish ayin hey, ayin reish hey, mechaz chinuch, mitzvah tof kuf tzadik tes. So there's a lot of marim mekoyimis on this sugya. But really, the first nafka mina and the most basic nafkin mila halacha of whether or not chalitza is a mitzvah or not is really a mefurisha halacha in Hilchas Yibum, Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Samech Hey Sif Katan Gimel. Very straightforward. Yavama shetava hayavam lachlit. So Yavam doesn't want to do Yibum, and instead he's willing to do chalitza. But vehi ainei reitza. She says, I don't want to do chalitza. I'm okay with the fact that you're not doing Yibum, but I don't want chalitza either. Elo lishar aguna. I'm comfortable being in aguna. I'm fine not wanting to get married. So is it okay or is it not? Says the Mechaber, ain't shoymimah. We don't listen to her. Afilu hayat yabam nasoy. We do not listen to her. Vedina kimayredes. But the point is, we'll force the woman to receive a chalitza. Now, if chalitza is merely a kinyan, it's a matter, it removes the zika, allows her to get married, then why are we forcing her to? She doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to get married. So why? We don't force women to get married. She doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. There's no reason to force her to get married. So why would this be an issue? It would sound like, from the halacha, that we force this woman to have a chalitza done, that chalitza is a mitzvah, and it's for that reason, just like you can force a person to do a mitzvah, we're going to force them to do the chalitza, because there's a mitzvah element. In fact, the Beis Shmuel has a nice discussion over here regarding this halacha, often art sifkot and tes, and at the end he quotes a Zohar HaKadosh. So every now and again there's a Zohar HaKadosh that's quote by the poskim with regards to the mainstream halacha, va'ayim b'zoyer parshas chukas mashma de mitzvah dafke b'chalitza. It's a mitzvah. It's not just a matter, but it's going to be a mitzvah. The pischei tshuva right here quotes a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, who quotes the Zohar, and he says that he thinks that people don't properly understand the Zohar. The Zohar says it's a mitzvah. I'll read it to you inside. Says the Chassam Sofer, Shegam HaZohar Loi Amru LeMitzvah Shiyeh Mitzvah Saseh. The Zohar didn't mean that it's a real mitzvah Saseh, like mitzvah Tzriches Kavana, the Chacham Tzvisan. No, that's not really what he meant. What he meant was Kiyem Shehu Skula LeNishmas HaMes, that Chalitza is somehow a skula, it does something for the neshama of the mace. Ke'en gemilas chesed ma mason. Ukamoy amir is kaddish. Just like kaddish. And it's for that reason, ve'en loko for isha. So therefore, we don't force the woman. And the reason is, because we don't force a woman to even bury her husband. So if we don't force a woman to bury her husband, which is clearly a gemilas chesed for the mace, so kavuchayme, we're not going to force the woman, to do chalitza either. And he brings that v'kvar basa isha lefanai. He said he himself had a shiloh with a woman who didn't want to do chalitza. Ve'hishavti loshem and adin in l'chai voice l'karkach. And I paskin that she's not mechuyev to do chalitza. Ach, hu toiva l'bailo. But it's a nice thing to do for her husband. K'moy hadloka shemen zayas. Like lighting shemen zayas. So the Indian of, where people light the ner lamar for a mace, which is a nice thing. It's a skula for the neshama. Ve'yoysim izeh im tirtza lehetevi meitasa. Ve'chein osasa v'shama v'koylin. The Chassam Sofer says she took my advice and she listened to me and she went forward with it. But mi'ikra din, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe it wouldn't have been an issue. One nice thing, just to speak out one thing and we'll refer back to it hopefully during the course of the week, but one nice thing that the Chacham Tzvi discusses in his tshuva, and that is that if chalitza is a mitzvah, and he has a tzad that chalitza is a mitzvah, so he says an oinein shouldn't be able to do chalitza. So that if the choyleitz is an oinein, he should not be allowed to do chalitza. Now, every choyleitz can technically be an oinein. His brother died, so but the truth is we don't do chalitza right away anyways. Because of avchana, we wait 90 days, that's a mishnah, before we do chalitza. Because you shouldn't do yibum before 90 days, that's the mishnah in the beginning of perek ha-choyleitz. And kol she'ein oilu yibum, ein oilu chalitza. So we wait 3 months before we do chalitza. So the fact that the brother Shimon would be an oinein because his brother Reuven died shouldn't really impact this halacha. But let's say 90 days later, Shimon is again an oinein, so he wouldn't do chalitza at that. Because an oinein is potem in a mitzvah. I mean that an oinein is potem in a mitzvah. You can't do chalitza at a time that you're potem in a mitzvah. Because chalitza is a mitzvah. There's a key mitzvah element to chalitza. So if you do when you're potem in a mitzvah, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah for later when you chayit. That's the turiyevan. Somebody ate matzah when he was a shaita, so now that he's not a shaita anymore, he has to eat matzah all over again because you ate it at the time that you were potter. Oinetz potter min amitzvah, you can't do the chalitza at the time that you're an oinetz. A makshima oilam, so the velt asks a kasha. That's not Chacham Tzvi, I'm sorry, brings this from a tshuvas marit. This is a tshuvas marit that the Chacham Tzvi brings. Faith the Chacham Tzvi, if that's true, I have a bon kasha. If you tell me that an oinetz can't do chalitza, so an oinetz can't do yibum either, right? Same thing, it's the same. Yibum is certainly a mitzvah. So you can't do yibum, you can't do a chalitza. Every time a Yavama falls liyibum, the second she falls liyibum, Shimon, the Yavam, is an oinei. Which means he can't do yibum, he can't do chalitza. And we know that Allah in Masechtas Yavama is Nesra. That call Yavama, she'en ani kair la b'shas nefili Yavama yavaya leh, harei ke'esh esach v'yesh labanim v'asura elam is. That if you can't do yibum v'chalitza at the time of the nefila's yibum, you can never do yibum v'chalitza. So frek the Chacham Tzvi, if it's true that an oinin can't do yibum and an oinin can't do chalitza, then a person should never be able to do yibum v'chalitza. Because she's going to fall a yibum, he's going to be an oinin, you're not going to be able to do yibum v'chalitza, and then there's Nesra, call your mama, she'in ani kairla, azoi freik the Chacham Tzvi ha-shayla, the Pischei Tshuva in Sin and Kuf, Samech Tes, brings the Chacham Tzvi's kasha, and he brings two tainas that the G'doyli Achreinim asked on the Chacham Tzvi. One is from the Chacham Tzvi's own son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Chacham Tzvi was Rabbi Yaakov Emden's father. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelus Yaivitz asked that he doesn't understand. He says, Chacham Tzvi, you forgot the first verse. Yavama is that Bezam and Aleph. Tais Yavama is that Bezam and Aleph discusses a Yavama that's a Nida at the time that she falls the Yibum. So Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven dies without children. Reuven's wife was a Nida at the time that Reuven died. So the halacha is that Shimon is not supposed to do Yibum because she's a Nida. She's a Chayvi Krisos. However, after she's no longer a Nida, Shimon is allowed to do Yibum. Frank Tais Akasha, why don't you say Nesra? At the time that
She fell a yibum. He couldn't be miyabim her. So then say kol yivam and sheinani kerei lo b'chas nefila. Says Tosfos two terutz. One terutz Tosfos says is that nesra is only when you only ask to the yavam. But if you ask it to everybody, that's not nesra. Another terutz Tosfos says that this is not called nesra because we know that it's a temporary thing. Now she's a nida, but in 2 weeks she's not going to be a nida anymore. So freik the Yaakov Emden, this is certainly no worse than that. An oine number one is patim and amitzus to everybody. There's nothing specific. It's not like you're my achisisha right now, and then lady, you're not my achisisha anymore. So there was halacha nesra. No, it's part of all mitzvahs. It's not unique to the yibum v'chalitza. Number one and number two, it's gonna pass. So the same svar as the Tosfos said on the Beis Aman Aleph. Why there's no nesra by neither freik Rabbi Yaakov Emden you should have regarding an oinin as well. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, he brings that there's a tshuva from the Rebbe Yehuda. When the Yehuda discusses an oinin, is he chayv and svirus oimer or is he not chayv and svirus oimer? So if an oinin doesn't put on tefillin, which is a controversy, but if an oinin doesn't do stay kriyishma, he doesn't daven, so doesn't wear tzitzis, so it's poshet that an oinin shouldn't count svirus oimer. The Yehuda was mechadish, he does count svirus oimer. Because we know svirus oimer is a mitzvah that happens over a period of 49 days. And if you miss one day, you miss the mitzvah. That's why if you miss one day, you can't count with a bracha afterwards. Because it's a safik, whether you're mechayv in the mitzvah. So says the if an oinin is not going to count on the day that he's an oinin, he's going to miss out for the entire Sfiras Oimer, and that we don't want. So an oinin is chayiv in Sfiras Oimer because the mitzvah that he's going to have after Sfira is going to be mechayiv him to count even during Sfira. So Tainet, the Veld, that if it's true that an oinin's ptur Yibum v'chalitza would potter him even later, because once you potter b'shas nefila, there's halacha of nesra, then he wouldn't be potter b'shas nefila. So it's poshit that either way the taina wouldn't be a taina. But that's the Veld's kash is on the Chacham Tzvi, as we said a little more about that later. But it all began with the diuk right at the beginning of the Mishnah, mitzvah chalitza, and it seemed like chalitza isn't just a matter, it's not just some maisei hakna, but it's a mitzvah. And as we see, it's a tremendous lengthy discussion in the Echreinim.